This great ship behind me is a 70,000-ton message of hope.
Coronavirus cases grow, as does the response to the outbreak. It's Monday, March 30th. This is VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. You'll find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOA Asia. Also ahead, the U.S. military is at the coronavirus front lines. The race to find effective COVID-19 drugs. Moms juggle work and teaching. Searching for inspiration. It's all on today's VOA Asia. The big story in Asia and around the world remains the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting illness named COVID-19. While it appears China and South Korea are among countries doing better managing the spread, Europe and the United States remain the current epicenter, and Japan is bracing for an escalation of infections. Globally, about 685,000 cases of coronavirus infection have been reported. More than 32,000 deaths have resulted from COVID-19. The United States has the most cases of infection, with about 122,000 affected. More than 2,000 people have died. Testing has been an issue, and as testing increases in the United States, the numbers increase. The state of New York is currently the hardest hit, with a peak of coronavirus cases expected not for another few weeks. Lockdowns have not been established in the United States as in some other countries, but rather strong calls by officials to stay at home and only go out when necessary. While traditional hospitals are becoming overwhelmed with coronavirus cases, the hospital ship USNS Comfort departed from Norfolk, Virginia Saturday en route to New York to assist with the coronavirus outbreak. President Donald Trump flew to Norfolk Saturday as the ship set off. During a speech, he said he is considering a 2-week quarantine for the state of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut to help officials contain the pandemic. However, he later backed away from that idea. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti has more.
Its name defines the mission. The U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort, typically deployed around the world for medical relief, now sailing to New York City to comfort fellow Americans.
This great ship behind me is a 70,000-ton message of hope and solidarity to the incredible people of New York, a place I know very well, a place I love.
At a time when millions of Americans stay secluded at home, President Trump and his defense secretary flew to Norfolk, Virginia, to bid bon voyage to the 1,200 service members on board.
The United States military is all in on this national emergency.
New York City alone has 30,000 cases, and deaths in the state of New York increased by 200 from just Friday to Saturday to more than 700 total. The Comfort will dock in New York Harbor on Monday and Tuesday start treating patients who do not have coronavirus to open up beds on land for those who do.
No one performs better under pressure when lives are on the line. These are incredible people.
The massive ship, a converted oil supertanker, has 12 operating rooms, 1,000 beds, a helicopter deck, and a full pharmacy. The Comfort's sister ship, the USNS Mercy, arrived in the port of Los Angeles Friday to relieve hospitals in California. This week, the nation's governors were given the authority to call up the National Guard and to activate the Ready Reserve for COVID-19 response. U.S. companies are retooling plants to meet the equipment demand. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, has shipped nearly 12 million respirators, 26 million surgical masks, and more than 5 million face shields. President Trump ordered General Motors to make desperately needed ventilators.
It's a very complicated and expensive piece of equipment, I would say more so than a car.
The president says in the next 3 months, the United States will make or buy more than 3 times the number of ventilators than it uses in a typical year. Tens of thousands more necessary in the care of the sickest coronavirus patients. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News.
These are some of the top Asia headlines you'll find right now when you visit voanews.com. Coronavirus tolls increase across the globe. Indian migrant workers trudge hundreds of kilometers for COVID-19 lockdowns. In China, officials exclude asymptomatic COVID-19 carriers from data. Hassled in China, American journalists are invited to try Taiwan. African students stuck in China say our pleas are falling on deaf ears. You'll find expanded coverage of these stories and much more when you visit Facebook at VOA Asia as well as the voanews.com website. You're listening to VOA Asia. I'm Jim Stevenson in Washington. The U.S. military is manning the front lines in the coronavirus outbreak, from building hospitals to delivering test kits. Defense officials are advising the pandemic could be a 90-day problem, possibly continuing as late as July, a sharp contrast to remarks made recently by U.S. President Donald Trump. Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb tells us more.
From packing non-perishables at food banks to testing and screening patients at drive-through sites, thousands of National Guardsmen are doing whatever they can to help a nation in crisis, with more help on the way.
Governors and adjutant generals are telling me that they're planning on bringing more in the near term, in the hundreds and thousands.
The Navy hospital ship Mercy is on its way to Los Angeles, with medical crews on board readying for patients. The ship will take in up to 1,000 non-coronavirus patients from L.A. hospitals, freeing up local beds and personnel as the number of coronavirus cases continues to rise. The military will soon send the Mercy's sister ship, the Comfort, and two Army hospital units to New York, one of the worst-hit areas in the nation.
Right now, what we're looking at is about 140,000 cases coming into the hospitals. The hospital capacity is 53,000 beds. That's a problem.
The Army is putting hotel rooms in empty New York hotspots to good use, converting some into makeshift hospital beds. The Army will also send a hospital unit to hard-hit Seattle in Washington State. As the World Health Organization warns the U.S. is shaping up to be the next epicenter for COVID-19, Defense Secretary Mark Esper is preparing for a long fight.
I think we need to plan for this to be a few months long at least, and we're taking all precautionary measures to do that, to be in it for the long haul.
But as the military prepares to potentially combat the coronavirus into July, its commander-in-chief, U.S. President Donald Trump, has said this week he would like to have the country opened up by Easter, less than 3 weeks away. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Happening now in Asia, the Taliban have refused to engage in talks with a team of negotiators announced by the Afghan government, saying the move violates the insurgent group's peace-building pact with the United States. The refusal came as Taliban fighters unleashed a new wave of attacks. Stay up to date with VOA. You're listening to VOA Asia. This is VOA Asia. We're glad you're with us. We hope you're well. With the global COVID-19 death toll surging this past week, accelerated efforts to develop coronavirus treatments are primarily focused on adapting existing drugs intended to fight other diseases. VOA's Brian Padden reports the medications being tested focus on three areas: neutralizing the virus itself, alleviating some of its life-threatening symptoms, and boosting a patient's immune system to fight off infection.
Older malaria drugs, chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, are being used on a trial basis to try to kill off the coronavirus in early stages of infection.
This drug interferes with the virus's ability to enter the host cell and makes the cell less hospitable to the virus. And then if the virus is not effective at infecting the cell, it would not be as effective in reproducing and creating more copies.
This is a drug combination that President Donald Trump called a game changer, but scientists caution more study is needed to verify results and warn these drugs are potentially toxic. Another drug called remdesivir that proved ineffective to treat Ebola patients shows promise against the coronavirus. It also prevents the virus from entering the host cell and reproducing. Among drugs being tested to treat the coronavirus symptoms is a rheumatoid arthritis medication called Kevzara. This drug relieves the life-threatening congestion in the lungs by reducing the body's immune response that is causing inflammation as it tries to fight the infection.
They interfere with an important part of the inflammatory cascade, which is part of the body's defense mechanism in response to an overwhelming infection.
Large-scale trials of these drugs are underway to test their effectiveness and determine possible side effects that could be worse than the cure. Convalescent plasma trials have also begun in the U.S. to treat seriously ill coronavirus patients. This involves extracting antibodies from blood plasma of coronavirus patients that have fully recovered and injecting them into ill patients.
What we're doing is this low-tech, old-style solution of taking it from people, just like people did before antibiotics were invented.
However, doctors involved in past plasma transfers say it was not effective on the seriously ill and recommend it more for prevention and early treatment. Infectious disease experts say finding an effective coronavirus treatment could take months, while developing a vaccine to prevent infection could take more than a year. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.
VOA Asia Facebook is the choice of millions to see and read the latest stories about Asia and the United States. Follow us on VOA Asia Facebook and say hello anytime you're online or on your smartphone. VOA Asia is also on Twitter and YouTube. Subscribe to all of our platforms for free. See, hear, and read and share all of the latest from VOA Asia anytime.
This news from VOA Asia, Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus epidemic emerged in December, resumed train services Saturday after months of lockdown. Authorities have reduced the city's virus risk evaluation from high to medium. You'll find all the big stories throughout the day on VOA Asia Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is VOA Asia. We're glad you're with us today on VOA Asia. Many schools in America are closed for the rest of the school year because of the coronavirus pandemic, so schooling children is now in the hands of parents, many whom are in lockdown and forced to work from home. VOA's Yunjun Cho met with an American working mother who is keeping a daily routine for herself and her children.
These days, morning times are reserved for studying in the Cole household.
Lord, thank you for the blessing of being able to work from home and make homeschool happen. And would you just help equip us to understand and learn new possibilities and adventures in the world. In your name, we pray. Amen.
With the schools in the state of Virginia closed until the end of this school year, Juliana Cole is now both mom and teacher.
Okay, now we're going to begin to write the beginning sounds for each of the kids' name math test.
Her children's school sends daily assignments every morning through the internet for parents to print out. Video clips of tutorials are also uploaded for self-study.
Make sure to set up a day with a healthy rhythm of what the school has outlined and what is going to set up our day for most success, whether the kid has a test or whether there's something they have to check into virtually.
For the Cole children, there are ups and downs to the situation.
I missed my classmates and my teacher, but I liked doing the activities at home and playing with my family.
The Coles do find time for outdoor activities. This motivates the children to finish their homework. And while keeping strict social distancing, Caleb has one friend he can meet.
Because I'm not going to school, I'm meeting with this one friend that's on my block. So I play Nerf guns with him for about an hour. And we also can play basketball and foosball.
Hi, Shauna Beth.
In between helping her children, Juliana connects with her colleagues online, all hunkering down at home.
I literally have to write down, okay, office time, cooking time, you know, leisure time. Because if not, it's all leisure time.
You get to decide to invest in this time to grow yourself, grow your connections, and grow your dreams. Because you truly have been given a gift that you can work from the exact place that you are.
In America, the age of the coronavirus has put a new spin on the phrase, stay-at-home mom. Eunjung Cho, VOA News, Virginia.
A message from your friends at VOA Asia. Can the coronavirus survive in cold weather? Can the virus be spread by mosquito bites? Is there a vaccine or medication that prevents it? Is there any medicine that cures it? The answer to all of the questions is no. The best steps to take: wash your hands, cover your cough, stay at home if you're sick or advised to by local authorities. A message from your friends at VOA Asia. Now on VOA Asia, as the coronavirus continues to disrupt people's lives in ways both big and small, many are seeking greater spiritual nourishment. Religious institutions across the country are heeding that call by connecting with their congregations in a number of creative ways. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
Houses of worship across the U.S. are adapting to the reality of COVID-19. Some are open to worshipers under stricter guidelines, while others have closed. So religious leaders are coming up with creative ways to stay connected with their congregations. Pastor Kendrick Curry calls his approach the ministry of presence.
That ministry of presence includes us being present by conference call. It includes by other social media such as Facebook Live or Twitter.
But the pastor says he and his wife Karen are focusing on their personal connections as well.
We're working with efforts that coordinate seniors getting food. We're working with efforts that coordinate to make sure that kids are remain educated during the time that they're out of school.
One of the things that we're doing and we encourage people to do is to use your artistic gifts as you have them to reach people at this time.
Stop in the name of peace. Those with more share more and care more for those with the least.
Curry has written a poem called Stop, Time Out, which she's shared on her Facebook page.
Stop in the name of love. Those aren't the words of Ms. Ross, but an arresting word from the boss.
I was inspired to write a poem that challenges and encourages us to stop, look, and listen at what really is going on in our lives individually and collectively.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
At such a critical time, while some religious groups are streaming their services online, others are taking them outdoors.
We figured there's no better place to meet than the National Mall to declare the kingdom of God is at hand.
To be out here and to bring his presence with us to this capital is just tremendous. And I think it's a great place for others to gather and to see what's going on in our lives.
Pastor Curry also sees the coronavirus pandemic as an opportunity to reassess one's life.
One of the things that we have to be mindful of is not only the social aspects and the human touch that we have to have. This is a time and a season for nurturing the spirit. Perhaps we need to just slow down, take time to breathe, start to appreciate all of the things that are a beauty in the earth instead of just being in a hurried sort of way.
Oh, we'll see how great.
The power of faith to see a silver lining in trying times. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Almost everyone gets stressed sometime in their day, and especially now, it lasts pretty much all day. One company found an application for virtual reality that takes us on a mini 30-minute vacation in the middle of their day that stimulates all of their senses. Before temporarily ceasing operations, VOA's Elizabeth Lee visited this mini spa and tells us more from Los Angeles.
Your escape. Hi, I'm Remy.
It is a trip to the spa unlike anything Remy Meraz has experienced.
It was really like I was on vacation.
Meraz picks a location she wants to experience.
Perfect.
Then she gets geared up with a virtual reality headset. She has the massage chair adjusted to her size and intensity preference and sinks in for a virtual vacation, and an immersive multi-sensory experience begins. A fan, infrared heat, and aromatherapy with scents in the air are all triggered when the user enters the virtual world in their headset.
Your mind processes the scents, it processes the warmth, it processes, for you know, the tropical retreat, the wind from the fans, and so you really believe you're in these environments.
The heat lamp gives users the feeling of the sun's warmth on their face or in front of a cozy fireplace. In addition to this cabin on a cold winter's day, other experiences include a calm pool in Morocco and even an outer space experience. Miraz chose a trip to the forest waterfall.
So I could smell the aroma of what it would feel like in a forest. It was, you know, woodsy scents. I could feel cool air blowing on me.
These virtual locations still do not look quite like video of a real place, and for some users, the headset does make it tough to get a good neck massage, but for Miraz, she got the ultimate proof of relaxation.
There was three different points where I almost fell asleep.
Currently, the $35 mini vacation is only available in Los Angeles. The goal is to license this virtual experience to other cities, so hotels, spas, and offices can give people a quick escape from the stresses of the real world. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.
VOA Asia invites you to check out our Instagram and YouTube posts for all the latest on the coronavirus outbreak. Now on VOA Asia, the novel coronavirus has forced people all over the world to stay at home and on strict quarantine. But in these trying times, people are managing to find a way to stay positive. The French applaud their doctors, Italians sing from their balconies, and some residents in Bethesda, Maryland are also dancing and singing from their balconies to stay positive. Milan Nesic has this story narrated by Anna Rice.
Come on out, say hello to your neighbors!
Since the start of a strict quarantine due to the coronavirus spread in the U.S., three residents of Bethesda, Maryland are doing their best to lift the community's spirits. Every day they organize performances they call Drive the Virus Away to distract people from everyday worries, if only for a little while.
We're trying to raise people's spirits. That's what we're doing. It started with my neighbor in the other building. She called me and she said, come out on your balcony, we'll wave, because we hadn't seen each other in a while. We did that a few times. And then we said, maybe other people would like to do it.
Part of it is just to make sure that everyone has some outlet each day where they get to see their neighbors. You feel very isolated when you're inside, you're doing the right thing, but you want to remind yourself that you're not alone in this.
Today, neighbors are dancing and singing along to Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al, Stay in the Line, and the Four Tops with their iconic song, Reach Out, I'll Be There.
I was even going to do Ode to Joy today. I mean, you know, and or something patriotic. But mostly, I just want it to be happy. And if there's a day that we're feeling a little more poignant or somber, we'll pick something like that. Music makes everything better.
The three neighbors spend the rest of their day like most Americans, staying at home following the guidelines of local and state authorities.
My husband and I try to keep a schedule. We have a dog, and so she keeps us up and out when she needs to go. So that helps. But it's just a matter of setting a schedule.
We're isolating. This is my time out. And it's so nice to be with my buddies, too, even if it's at a distance. It lifts me for the whole rest of the day.
The sing and dance enthusiasts promise they will continue their performances and will do their best to help cheer up their friends and neighbors. Because in times like these, even 15 minutes make a huge difference. For Milan Nesic in Bethesda, Maryland, Anna Rice, VOA News.
Thank you, everybody!
Thank you! Woo!
You've been listening to VOA Asia. You'll find us on Facebook at VOA Asia, also Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget, you can always find us at our website, voanews.com. We thank you so much for joining us today. We also thank our managing editor, Diane Gao, and our VOA Asia team, including Ira Melman, Doug Bernard, and Keith Lane. I'm Jim Stevenson. We're in Washington. We hope you have a great day ahead. Be safe and be well.